American songwriter, we had the opportunity to talk to Runkus over Zoom video. Runkus talks about growing up in a very musical family, with his father being a musician and his mother is a booking agent and band manager, which is really awesome. So he's destined to perform. He talks about the band he formed in high school, contacting other high schools as a way of touring when he was really young, and putting out his debut album. Runkus has a brand new record out. It's called Inside. He wrote the entire thing over the course of quarantine, actually writing and recording one song every single day. And then he had to narrow that down into a record. And it's another concept album. His first album is called Move In, and it's all about moving, with songs like Run, Move Your Feet, Ride, Move Yourself. And then this new record, Inside, which is all related to quarantine, with the mask and Pose For Me, Quarantine Slide, and so on. So make sure to check out Runkus' brand new record, Inside. And you can watch the video with Runkus and myself. He's right in front of the studio in his home of Jamaica on our Facebook page and YouTube channel at Bringing It Backwards, and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Bringing Back Pod.
We'd appreciate your support if you follow and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're Bringing It Backwards with Runkus. Awesome, man. Well, again, thanks for doing this. Talk to me about you're originally from Jamaica. Tell me a little bit about growing up there.
You know, Jamaica is a beautiful place. I mean, I can turn on the camera right now and show you guys, like, it's, you know what I mean, like, everyone, you know what I mean? It's just, it's a beautiful place with beautiful people, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everyone here, they have their own sense of creativity in everything that they do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everyone is an individual. Everyone is a superstar. You know what I mean? That's why so much stars come from Jamaica. So we give thanks. Sure. Yeah, it's really great to live here. Actually, as soon as I heard about the interview, one of the first things came to my mind was Jamaica. Like, there's this band called Inner Circle. You probably know them. Them sing a tune named Bad Boys, Bad Boys. Enough of that tune, see? Uh-huh. And them have a tune with one of the greats, Jacob Miller, that say, basically, the name Bringing It Forward, like forward ever, backward never. It's just it's a funny thing, you know, like Jamaica, we like to play on words just for a living, you know what I mean?
So,
yeah.
I love that. Very cool. Well, how did you get into music? Were you around it quite a bit?
Yeah, my father, he was one of the legends in the music industry. I mean, give thanks for us being born into a legacy, you know what I mean? Because, you know, some people say you don't really get to choose where you're born or how you're born or whatever, but I really believe that right before that time when you're coming to Earth, you ask for what you want. You ask for all your talents, you ask for all your blessings, you ask for all of them things. And how much you want it is how much life gives it to you and grants it. So I was born into a musical family, so I give thanks for that.
That's cool. So you said your father is a musician as well.
Yeah, and my mom was a manager, and still is my manager, but a manager and a booking agent.
Wow.
I was growing up. Yeah.
That's cool. Well, tell me about that a little bit. Were you able to go to your dad's shows and stuff as a kid?
I mean, yeah, we went to all shows, most shows, you know what I mean? And so even performed on some from like 3 years old, come straight up to till in like high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so that's cool. Tell me about were you like being on the stage? Like, were you backstage? Like, how was that as a kid? That must have been a
I don't even remember, to be honest. Like, as a child, you don't really care about none of that. You're just running up and down. You're just playing, plugging shit out that you're not supposed to plug out. You know what I mean? Like, fighting people you're not supposed to fight. I guess to your child, you don't really care about the backstage or who you're meeting or VIP. You don't even know what that is, you know?
Right. That's cool, though. What a cool experience to have. Well, what was the first instrument you learned?
I'd have to say vocals and my hearing, you know what I mean? Because my hearing developed at like very tender age, and just overstanding the sound of music, and then through that, guitar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I played a couple things afterwards, you know what I mean, bass, different instruments.
Sure. With the guitar, when did you start writing songs? How old were you? Do you remember?
Yeah, my father used to write songs for me like when I was 9, you know what I mean, young, tender age. And then from there, I ventured on into writing for myself and them thing there, you know what I mean? Yeah, and it was a vibe that from high school, really, is when I started writing for myself. And I started to play guitar at that time, too. So my writing was driven towards that kind of song.
Okay. With that, like, did you start a band in high school or anything with some friends? Or
Kind of, actually. Okay. Yeah, we did. So I was the president of the music club one time.
Oh, wow.
But I was, apparently, it was alleged, rumored that I was taking the room and the musicians for my own bidding, which was not really true, but it's amazing. But we just was playing music. And after high school, we formed a band called Runkus and the Old School Band. It was really my old school band. So we just called it the Old School Band because it was like, you know, young youths with a band that playing old school music, you know what I mean? But we're bringing new vibes and energy to it.
Wow, okay. That's cool. And then would you play out like around like where you grew up?
Yeah, we play around like in Kingston, in different places in Jamaica. We get different bookings. And that's just from high school vibes, you know what I mean? Like literally there's a time when me and my brethren packed up like one of our friends' cars and just say, hey, what, we're going to do a high school tour. And we just called up different schools that we know, different people. You know, there's clubs here in Jamaica, like school clubs. So we just called up different clubs and we just went to different schools and performed. And that's initially how a lot of people knew about me in, I guess, high school.
Oh, wow. So it's, and then you just kept going with that. And then when was your first kind of like next step up from the high school tour?
Yeah, but we weren't thinking about any of that. It was just vibes. It was just like, yo, can I come to your school, come perform? All right, cool. Yo, can I come to your school, come perform? All right, my team. Like, that's all it was.
Okay. And then how did you get kind of, what was the next level of your career then from that band?
So I was always performing with the band, you know what I mean? Even after high school, I guess the next level of my career was commercial releases, you know what I mean? Like to actually release music. One of the first tune we released was a tune called Rain Start Fall and Victims. One was done by a major label music group and the next one was done by Basic Records. You know what I mean?
Wow, major label. That must have been pretty cool to have that experience.
Yeah, they're called major label. They're not.
They're called major label.
But they're still a major label.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but this my second song actually was by a production group called Basic. I don't know if you know a tune like name like Fling. Yeah, sure, Lafayette Fling. Like Ding Dong and them people. They're like this. He's the same set of people, and we were just recording in his mother's closet, you know what I mean? Like, vibes.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, but we were serious about it, like playing instruments, overdubbing on the tracks, like, you know what I mean? We were very serious about it. So, it never matter where the recording process was taking place, it was just always, yo, let's do this.
Wow, okay. And then you ended up putting out your first record, 2016, Move In?
Yeah.
Tell me about that album.
That was produced by Oneness Records, you know what I mean? And we give thanks just to be a part of any kind of project that just couldn't be for the people, you know what I mean? So it's just all about, I guess, to me at the time, there's a lot of movement in earth. Like, people always get like busy, but they find no time for themselves to move within themselves, you know what I mean? To check themselves. So. Yeah, it was just a wake-up call kind of through the music, of course.
Okay. And did you tour on that album at all, or were you out playing still quite a bit?
Yeah, I toured. Actually, that was one of the first projects that they made me tour. It was number 4 in, like, Germany on some charts.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to ask management them question there because I just know that people did love it. You know what I mean? People did love the energy of it. People did... Full joy, just the spirit of what we put in, you know what I mean? And it helped them, you know what I mean? So I give thanks for that. But as a commercial release, it did well in Europe. It was done by our European group too. So that was a great introduction for me to Europe. And
Were you able to go out there and play?
Yeah. I think I toured the year when it came out, 2016. And then I toured the year after, 2017, a longer extensive tour. I did a main stage in... Summer Jam Festival and
wow, that's big.
Places, yeah,
that's awesome. That's really cool. Yeah. And so that between that record and then the one that you just put out, obviously the world shut down. And I know this album that you just wrote is kind of, you know, was written what, like during that process?
Yeah, it's for the world to, you know what I mean? I mean, if the world is shutting down, then we have to find out what we need to do for the world at the same time and for ourselves. So while we're staying inside, it's just an ode to, people to stay inside themselves, you know what I mean? To take care of inside themselves, you know what I mean? To balance their mental emotions and spirit, you know what I mean?
With a new album, though, I did read that you wrote a song every day and recorded it.
Oh, yeah, it was a tune every day. Like this door behind me.
Uh-huh.
That's the studio. And
oh, wow.
I live pretty close to it, so I just walked every day. And me and my manager, who's also my engineer and producer, Smart Kid, so this is Smart Kid Records, we just recorded a tune a day, and it was vibes, you know what I mean? I had the money tune already. It started with quarantine side, and then I just more enough tune just forward, you know what I mean?
So you wrote and recorded a song every day. How long did that go on for? Because I know you got 10 songs.
Oh, too long.
And then how did you narrow those down for the album?
Yeah, I have like six extra songs that I'd never used and probably never going to use.
Okay.
Yeah. But Humble, one of the songs came like way after I was done. When I was in Florida, you know, I was in Florida and I was in the epicenter, actually. Like, I flew up and then they announced 3 days later that this is the epicenter. But I know I was scared because I wasn't going anywhere. I was in the studio. I never cared about nothing else, you know what I mean? So I was in the epicenter and I wrote a song called Humble. And that song was added last. That song was added then. And then the song with Tyrus Riley was added last.
Okay, Make It Breathe. That was the last song you added. Okay.
Yeah.
So before COVID hit, were you working on what would be a record?
We had a whole record to put out, like videos and everything.
Oh my gosh. Did you just put it on hold and to write this album or what?
Yeah. I mean, we keep making music regardless. So that's nothing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, like, we'll put it on hold and use music.
It's inspiring to hear that you were able to work that hard throughout the whole thing. Cause I did I've talked to other artists that got like, you know, so sick of being inside, but for you to be able to get in and like really write and record a song every day. I mean, that's really impressive.
I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm. Well, the record's done and we're all still inside. Yeah. I mean,
Don't worry. I'm going to make an outside record for people to go outside very soon.
Okay. I love that. I love that you called it inside. And I didn't really put it together until like I started reading about it and researching that. Yeah, it's because everyone was inside.
Yeah.
And was it pretty easy to come up with concepts? Like how are you coming up with the concepts for the song?
Yeah, I'm a conceptual artist from the get-go, you know what I mean? From every song that I write, there's a concept within a concept. Every project that I try to do, there's a concept within a concept. For Moving, it was movement, so a lot of the songs were moving. On Moving were Move Your Feet, Move Yourself, Run, Energy, you know what I mean?
Ride.
Ride, yeah. So all of the songs were literally movement driven. Uh-huh. And then Inside, they were also about being stuck inside and being stuck on your phone. Like, people are just into them phone rather than into themselves. So you have song like, here in Jamaica, there's a saying, tanning a yard, which means you have to stay home. And then they were play on songs like Everybody Going Live, which I'm sure everyone is sick and tired of everyone going live. And there's songs like Pose For Me. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because to go live, you have to strike a pose, you know?
Like selfie.
Yeah, so it's like, I played on a lot of them thing there and just the emotions and the workings of how people feel right now. You know what I mean? Like The Mask. And then there's a song called Second Wave. And then later, there's a song called Waiting, which wave, water, waiting, whatever, you get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, you know, it's just the way my mind works. I have to allow my mind to work the way it wants to work.
Sure. Well, that's crazy. That, I mean, you have a whole concept, the quarantine slide, and then even 5Gs, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
And then you were able to get quite a few features on that song as well. Was that difficult to do? Was that all over Zoom or was that done after the fact?
Yeah, I mean, it was true over the phone and, you know what I mean? One, before Corona, my brother, who just leave some vocals here at the studio, same studio, Smarkid Records, sorry. He left some vocals here at the studio, Smarkid Records. And I played new music around the vocals and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I told him, yo, I'm going to take, I asked him if he have any, what his intentions for the tune. And he told me, yo, I'm good to go. So he heard it like with four other artists later. And I told him, say, called 5G. And he was like, yo, I'm crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah. And the song is huge. I mean, it's doing really, really well. I mean, it was like number one on Spotify, right? I mean, Pop Pandora. It was number one.
Oh, yeah. True. Big up. I never even remember that. Respect. Big
up. Yeah, that's huge. That's really cool. Well, speaking of going live, do you have any ambition to do that? Or are you just like, everyone's doing this, I'm not even going to waste my time with it?
I mean, we'll go live every day, we'll get up. I literally said that in the song. I go live every night. I go live every time I wake up. Yeah, literally.
So. But as far as like live on the Instagram, you don't care.
I mean, yeah, whenever, you know what I mean? Like if the vibes hit, but I'm not going to go on it like, what are you guys doing today? Hey, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, no, sure. Come on. I've been on a live one time and the person was just looking in the camera. I'm like, yo, what's supposed to happen right now?
Just
like... I was just like, yo, what is happening next? But vibes, you know?
That's cool, man. That's awesome. Are you still working? I mean, you said the studio's right behind you.
Yeah, I'm working actually.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Like, are you got more material?
Yeah, we always have material. Yeah, we always have things, vibes.
Yeah, totally. And what about playing live? I mean, are you itching to get out there? Or?
Yeah, we have some shows actually coming up soon, but it's just virtual things.
Oh, okay. Like live type things.
Yeah,
or is
yeah.
Maybe like in a setting, like. That's cool. Like full band?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Have you been able to like get together and jam at all or no?
Yeah, definitely. I did. We did some recently, like last week or so. Mm-hmm. So we have like two more and then that's, yeah, vibes.
That's cool. That's really cool. And then are the shows just in around? Oh, you said they're live show or like streaming shows, right?
Yeah, live stream. So some of them are pre-recorded. I don't know what I'm allowed to say if they're pre-recorded or what, but they're going to be streamed live.
They will happen.
Yeah, they will happen. They will happen. Respect.
That's cool. Well, after, like, what, like, with the record, what were you most excited about? Just, like, being able to get it out? Like, the concept?
Yeah, you know, it's my first project since in, like, 5 years. So
yeah.
We give thanks that, like, we could put out a body of work. You know what I mean? Like, that's... Mm-hmm. That was the main aim and the main goal of just the whole entire situation.
Just because you had something ready, right? You said you had another record ready to go?
Yeah, another record. Like,
oh, my God. And then is the plan to release that after the fact or?
Who knows?
You don't have a plan? Who knows?
I mean, I have a plan, but I don't want to say it yet.
Got you. That's awesome, though. Well, what about videos for this record?
Yeah, Make It Breathe is the next video. And we have some visualizers already for some other tune.
Very exciting. That's really cool.
Respect.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, man, for talking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah, very cool. I have one more question before I let you go, though. I want to know if you have any advice for aspiring artists.
Yeah, create freely, create bravely, and just follow in the spirit. You know, like, you know all that you need to know. You know what I mean? And while you're also creating, just make sure you work on that every day. Make sure you work on the business and marketing just as much. If you understand it, cool. Work hard. If you don't understand it, get someone that does. Simple. That's just it.